Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our technology unit for the month of September, and today we're talking about technology. And technology, of course, involves a lot of things, your devices and other kinds of machines. And in this case, we're talking about an actual car that drives itself, self-driving cars.
Yeah, I happen to have been born in the state where they were doing a lot of testing of these types of cars, and it hasn't gone very well. We stopped testing in Arizona a couple of months ago because someone was hit by one of these cars and killed. So I think they're still perfecting this. I'm not sure I want to get in one until they get all the bugs worked out, but I'd rather be responsible behind the wheel than some sort of computer and some sort of, you know, AI, artificial intelligence. What about you? Did these sound fun to you, Tom?
Yeah, if they work, it sounds like ideal because most people, when they drive, they think they're the greatest driver in the world.
Only the guys.
the guys. And I suppose if you ask women, too, they'll probably think they're better than average. But for the most part, yeah, I don't really trust people, especially during rush hour. Hey, I'm in a hurry. I got to get to the office. I don't care about you. So people can be quite dangerous behind the wheel of a car. If we give it to a machine that thinks logically, hey, we might not have the huge death toll that we do every year from car accidents. They might go down, but as you said, this technology seems to be in its infancy. It's still rather new, it's still a baby, and it's still kind of growing up.
Well, one thing we know, cars aren't drinking alcohol or smoking pot, which is legal now in some states in America.
Or playing on their phones while they're driving.
Yeah, they're not playing on a phone that we can't see. That's true. That makes me nervous. You know, if I ever get in a cab and the driver is using his phone and his hands, I always make him hang up. It's a little dangerous.
It does happen, of course, and I'm sure lots of accidents come as a result of that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about self-driving cars. They are coming your way, whether you like it or not. So let's get to it. Let's read through the entire contents of our article right now, and we'll be right back. Whether in science fiction classics such as Blade Runner and I, Robot, or futuristic action thrillers like the film Total Recall, self-driving cars have made their appearance in countless Hollywood movies for decades. Now, the fantasy of a car driving itself is fast becoming reality. Today, more and more manufacturers are preparing to take driverless cars off the drawing board and put them on the streets.Self-driving cars, also called autonomous or driverless cars, are defined as vehicles that can navigate by themselves to a chosen destination over any road. They range from cars that only take care of steering, braking, or controlling speed to those that can handle all driving tasks, allowing their human operator to watch TV, chat on a cell phone, or do homework on the go.The concept of self-driving cars has been around nearly as long as there have been cars on the streets. Yet it wasn't until 1969 that scientists first came up with a realistic plan for a computer-controlled car capable of driving itself. For the next 35 years, though, efforts to put that plan into practice were mostly met with failure. In 2004, for example,Not even one participating vehicle was able to complete a driverless car challenge. Then in 2009, Google got in on the act. In Project Waymo, the technology giant combined its mapping abilities with driverless technology to develop an autonomous vehicle with no steering wheel, gas pedal, or brake. By 2014, it had succeeded in putting a car on the road,and its cars have since driven more than 2 million miles. Tesla, Ford, BMW, and other auto manufacturers also have vehicles in development now.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about self-driving cars for the next couple of programs. This one is entitled Coming Your Way. So they're not quite here and ready for just average people, average Jill. They're still testing them, but it looks like they're making a lot of progress and they could be just around the corner. So whether in science fiction classics, like these movies that are mentioned here, Blade Runner, The original Blade Runner, I had to look it up. This was a long time ago, 1982. And the more recent one was Blade Runner 2049, which means it was set in a year in the future. And then iRobot was that freaky movie with these robots who were really scary with Will Smith. That was 2004. So if you're watching a science fiction movie or even reading science fiction, you're reading fiction based on what someone's imagined the future to be. And usually they're really cool gadgets and devices. And, you know, you see things that don't exist in real life yet. We're now seeing some of these things that Tom and I grew up with watching cartoons and stuff. And it would be, you know, little things flying in the air. Now we have drones. Who would have thought we'd have drones? And I know that FedEx is using drones to make deliveries in the States now.
Yeah, I thought Amazon was doing
that. They are too.
Yeah. Maybe even some pizza delivery companies are planning on delivering pizzas using drones. Yeah, you're mentioning cartoons. I remember the Jetsons when I was a kid. That was kind of the vision of the future. Although I think George Jetson was actually driving his car. But again, we're talking about self-driving cars here, and you've seen some examples in some of these science fiction movies, Blade Runner, iRobot, Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
And they've made their appearances in countless Hollywood movies for decades. We all know about this concept. It's not new. Now the fantasy of a car driving itself is fast becoming a reality. Yes, we've heard this in the news. Google and other companies, and I guess in mainland China, have all been busy trying to get this technology on the road, so to speak. So it's kind of a fantasy at the moment, because it's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we use the word fantasy as opposed to reality. Oh, you're living in a fantasy world. It's not a real world. You're not being realistic. So a fantasy, of course, is something that is imagined that doesn't really exist.
I wanted to mention, we've got this word action thriller that happens in the first sentence. These movies are considered thrillers, action movies, action thriller. A thriller is actually my favorite kind of genre. I don't like horror films. Rom-coms, romantic comedies are fun, but I love thrillers where you don't know what's going to happen. That's a type of movie. Remember, we have lots of different types called genres. So this is one that we're going to be focusing on. It is a fantasy of having a car drive itself while you just sit there, maybe read a little bit or do some homework. Or maybe you're watching a movie in the back seat. Who knows? So this is a fantasy, something that doesn't exist currently, something that someone's imagined. Kids have great fantasies, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have great imaginations. Now, today, more and more manufacturers, these are people who make things. They usually make a good, or it could be a person who's a manufacturer. It could be a company who is a manufacturer. Usually a manufacturer, that's hard to say. It's got a lot of Manufacturer has factories with big pieces of machinery, and they produce some sort of good that they can sell on the market.
Right. So, of course, you got the traditional automobile manufacturers like Ford and Toyota, Nissan, BMW, etc. They're all preparing to take driverless cars off the drawing board and put them on the streets. At least these manufacturers are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, they've been working on these cars in private lots, I suppose. And, of course, these cars are getting ready to go on the streets for real. Okay, so yes, they're preparing to do this to actually start using them, and people can start using them for actual transportation. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, self-driving cars, also called autonomous or driverless cars, are defined as vehicles that can navigate by themselves to a chosen destination over any road. So that's the definition here. We've got the verb to define. That just means to actually say the definition of something, say what it means. Yes, please define this word. Actually, what I'm trying to do now is define the word define. What is the definition of the word define? Yes, say what it means, etc. So, yeah, what exactly is a self-driving car or an autonomous car or a driverless car? Well, here's the definition. It's a vehicle that can get around, can navigate by itself to any destination on any road, whether it be a gravel road or a county blacktop, a highway, a freeway, whatever.
Yeah. I wanted to mention briefly, there's a phrase in that first paragraph at the end, and they're using the word or the term drawing board. If you're an architect, you often have a flat board that you draw your plans on. This has turned into an idiom that we use if we have a failure, some sort of project that we're doing, or maybe we're making something and it doesn't really work the way we wanted it to. We'll often say, back to the drawing board, which means you have to go back and make new plans. So maybe the next time you do it, it'll be more successful. So we've talked about how we're defining as vehicles. These are driverless cars are defined as vehicles that can navigate by themselves. You have a vehicle. It's something that can move you from one place to another. Vehicles are usually trucks, cars. Would you consider a motorcycle a vehicle?
Sure. Yeah, anything that can move from one location to another is a vehicle. If you ask me about a bicycle, I'm not quite sure. Is that technically a vehicle? I'm not 100% sure.
But it has to be able to transport people or goods. Hmm. So it is definitely a vehicle here. And if you navigate something, guys, you make a plan from getting from one place to another. Maybe you've gone on a long trip and the person who's sitting next to you, you're driving, and the person who's sitting, we call that shotgun, usually has the map or is listening to the GPS voice to try to tell the driver what to do because it's hard to focus on everything. If you navigate, you're planning and directing the course of something. It could be a ship. Could be an aircraft, could be just a car. I usually am the person who's directing the driver where to go.
Indeed, sometimes the driver has to figure that out himself before he hits the road or she hits the road. Mm. We used to use maps, but nowadays we do use those GPS systems with a little screen there on our dashboard, and it tells us where to go. And, of course, we have the voice there. Please turn right at the next stoplight.
It's nice.
Or whatever. Okay, well, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break now, but stay tuned. We'll come back to talk more about autonomous vehicles.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 从今天开始，连续两天，我们要介绍的主题是 self-driving cars， 也就是自动驾驶的车。首先来看到在第一段的最后一句写着 ：Today, more and more manufacturers are preparing to take driverless cars off the drawing board and put them on the streets.在这里谈到呢，现今有越来越多的厂商正准备要让自动驾驶车有计划的阶段。这里提到的是 the drawing board， 本来是在画板上的计划阶段，进展到呢让这些车子能够开上街道。首先看到的是 manufacturer 这个名词，解释成为制造业者或者是厂商。举例来说，如果货物的品质不好，则理应向制造厂商提出控诉。你就可以说 ,If goods are not well made, you should complain to the manufacturer. 这个字很重要的是它的动词形式，把 R 拿掉 ,manufacture, 就是指大量的制造跟加工的意思。所以如果你说 The company manufactures cars 就是代表这家公司是专门制造汽车的。接着看到第二段的第一个句子提到 Self-driving cars, also called autonomous or driverless cars, are defined as vehicles that can navigate by themselves to a chosen destination over any road.在这里的自动驾驶车也可以称之为 autonomous cars 或者是 driverless cars。 那么它的定义 are defined as， 它的定义是呢，能够在路面上自行确认方向并且到达指定目的地的交通工具。 vehicles 泛称所有的交通工具，而这里的 navigate 则是有导航的意思。现在很多人都用电子仪器来导航，我们就可以说我们必须要学习用电子仪器导航。 We have to learn to navigate by electronic instruments.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about self-driving cars. When we left you, we were talking about how they're autonomous, they work on their own, and they're defined as vehicles that can navigate by themselves. So if you get a self-driving car, a driverless car, you don't have to worry about even paying attention to the GPS that's speaking out loud to you. I have found those very helpful, especially when I'm in a different country and I don't know where I'm going. Those are really helpful. So these cars range from cars that only take care of steering, braking, or controlling speed to those that can handle all driving tasks, allowing their human operator, that's us, to watch TV, chat on a cell phone, or do homework on the go. So if you're steering a car, guys, you're putting your hands on that wheel, and you can turn it to the right or the left, and it directs the path of the car where you're going.
So I guess this range talks about cars that are semi-autonomous, where it does most of the stuff, but you still need to be there to do some other things. That's on one end of the spectrum. But on the other side, you've got cars where you don't have to worry about anything. The car takes care of everything.
Kind of like those planes that the pilots can put on autopilot.
Yep.
But as soon as they want to grab back control, if there's an emergency, they can. I would like that in my car.
Yeah, so you can override the system if it's not really working very well.
Yes.
But yes, this would be the human operator in the car. They would probably just become a passenger at that point where they can watch TV and chat on the cell phone, do homework, maybe even do some yoga or something like that.
Who
knows if the car is big enough. But again, the operator, somebody who operates something, somebody who runs a machine, the operator. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, the concept of self-driving cars has been around nearly as long as there have been cars on the streets. I don't know if Henry Ford was thinking about that way back in the 1920s. I'd like to have this car drive itself someday, but I'm sure people had vivid imaginations and they thought, hey, maybe someday, you know, these cars can take us wherever we want to go and we don't have to worry about things. Maybe we can have a computer do it for us someday, but in any case, I think the point is that people have been thinking about this for a very, very long time.
Now, moving on to the next paragraph, we've got this word concept. Concept is only a noun. It just means some sort of abstract idea. We often use it when we're talking about projects at work. Maybe you have a coworker or a colleague who's come up with this very unique concept, maybe to help sell a product or even to make up a new product. Well, this concept, this idea of self-driving cars has been around for a long time. I think people would love that just because, you know, after a long day at work, you're kind of tired, and it would be nice just to have someone, you know, worry about the driving. You know, if you have enough money, you can just get a chauffeur. Those are the people that drive a car and you sit in the back. You know, important people, very wealthy people often have chauffeurs. But this is something that's been around, this idea has been around for a long time. Yet it wasn't until 1969 that scientists first came up with a realistic plan, something that was actually possible or probable. A lot of people had unrealistic plans, which means, yeah, no way, this will never happen, it will never work, for a computer-controlled car. So this was back in 1969, quite a few years ago, and that's when this concept, this idea, and the realistic plan to have a computer control the car first emerged.
Yeah, they had computers back then, but of course they needed to be put in huge rooms or something.
They were huge.
So they thought, yeah, maybe someday computers will be small enough to put in cars. So they had the idea, they had the concept, but no way to implement the plan because of technology restrictions there. But they knew how to do it. It would still take many, many years for them to actually do this. So for the next 35 years, though, efforts to put that plan into practice were mostly met with failure. So, yes, over the 35 years since 1969, they tried to come up with computers to put in cars and maybe how to put sensors in there and various other things, temperature sensors or whatever. And, of course, every time they tried, they basically failed. Hopefully, they did not have live people in those cars at the time. But here we have this phrase, to be met with failure or to meet with failure. failure. That's just a fancy way of saying something failed. Sometimes there are other ways to say that you failed. I screwed up. I was not successful. I failed or I met with failure.
Yeah, notice here, definitely is a verb phrase. You need the be verb. So they were met with failure. Yeah, they failed. Or they were met with success. But usually it's negative, you know, to meet with failure. But that's what happens with new things that are invented. You know, when you first start out, you have a lot of failure. They always talk about, who is it, the Thomas Edison with the light bulb. He kept having failure after failure, but he didn't give up.And he kept making small changes until he was successful. Thank goodness. And we have light. So in 2004, for example, not even one participating vehicle was able to complete a driverless car challenge. That wasn't very long ago, maybe 15 years. So if you're participating in something, you are active in that sort of activity. If you're just watching, you're an observer.Or maybe you're a spectator if you're at a game, some sort of ball game. But if you're participating, you're actually involved. And they were really having a lot of failure back then, but things have changed.
Indeed. So I guess all the cars that tried this in 2004 failed to complete this challenge. I guess there was some kind of challenge. Hey, can you get your car to drive itself? And nobody was successful. But of course, you got to try, as you said. And of course, eventually you will succeed. Then in 2009, about 10 years ago, Google got in on the act. Google, of course, is the world's most popular search engine. In Project Waymo,The technology giant, Google, combined its mapping abilities with driverless technology to develop an autonomous vehicle with no steering wheel, gas pedal, or brake. So they've got this project...Project Waymo. And, you know, Google has Google Street View and Google Maps and stuff like that. So they already know how to map out the surface of the Earth pretty well. So they combine that with driverless technology, which, again, would involve all those sensors and those computer systems and stuff like that. And they were able to get rid of the steering wheel. There's no gas pedal and there's no brake. These cars don't have that stuff. So therefore, they drive on their own. Again, they areautonomous.
Yeah, in this type of car, you could not override it as a driver, meaning you can't grab the steering wheel back from that computer system. But they already had all this mapping technology because of Google Maps, which is one thing I do like about Google. I don't like everything about Google, but that I do. So by 2014, Google had succeeded in putting a car on the road, and its cars have since driven more than 2 million miles. As they kind of fine-tune their technology, we've got some other manufacturers here, Tesla,Ford, BMW, and other auto manufacturers also have vehicles in development now. I heard, though, I think I read a couple of months ago, Tesla has not had as much success as we thought they would by now.
Indeed. And of course, alongside autonomous vehicles is the development of electric vehicles. We're trying to get away from gasoline-powered cars, and we're trying to use electricity. So these technologies are kind of developing together. So we'll just have to see what the future holds. And we'll talk about this some more in our next program. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
其实自动驾驶的概念从这个车子开上路的时候就已经存在了。在第三段的第二个句子提到 Yet, it wasn't until 1969 that scientists first came up with a realistic plan for a computer-controlled car capable of driving itself.在这里要请同学特别注意的是这个句型 It wasn't until 加一个时间点 That 加上子句中文要翻译成为直到怎么样才怎么样所以这句我们翻译成为然而直到1969年科学家们才首次想出一辆由电脑控制的可以自行驾驶的车子 Capable of driving itself我们再用 it wasn't until that 来做一个句子吧。昨天晚上他一直到凌晨三点才睡。你就可以说 it was not until 3 in the morning that he went to bed. 当然你也可以说 Not until 3 in the morning did he go to bed. 接着我们来继续看到这个文章里面同一段的最后一行。In 2004, for example, not even one participating vehicle was able to complete a driverless car challenge.举例来说，科学家虽然做了许多的努力，在西元2004年的时候，参与计划的交通工具当中，是没有人能够完成无人驾驶的任务。在这里的 participate 也就是有参加跟参与的意思。后面你要参加什么活动，会加上介系词 in。举个例子来说，没有职业选手参加这一次的比赛。No professionals participated in the contest. 接着我们来看到最后一段，在2009年 ,Google 呢做了一个计划。In Project Waymo, the technology giant combined its mapping abilities with driverless technology to develop an autonomous vehicle with no steering wheel, gas pedal or brake.在这项的 Waymo 计划当中 ,The Technology Giant, 当然指的就是 Google, 它结合了它的 Mapping Abilities, 地图绘制的能力跟无人驾驶的技术 ,Driverless Technology, 把两者结合在一起就呢发展出一个是不具方向盘、油门跟刹车踏板的自动驾驶。后面的句子继续提到 By 2014, it had succeeded in putting a car on the road, and its cars have since driven more than 2 million miles. 它已经成功的让一辆车上路，而且从那时候开始，它的自动驾驶里程就已经突破了200万英里。在这里要特别提醒同学，后面的句子有一个 since,当作副词解释成为从那个时候到现在，所以我们要搭配的是现在完成式。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
OK, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time when we continue to talk about self-driving cars. Please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.